Hey, welcome to Build 2016. Today we're going to talk about multi-user capabilities for DevCenter. My name is Victor Soto and I work in the DevCenter team. My team in particular has a mission to make your life as a developer easier by onboarding our ecosystem and make it as simple as possible. We, as part of this mission, we want to also make you productive by enabling you to collaborate with others and thrive in our store. So that's why we have built the multi-user capabilities. You may remember a video that we did earlier that talked about how we launched multi-user back in December of 2015. And now we're going to talk about more advanced capabilities that we're going to ship this summer. So hopefully you'll find this video interesting. The reason we want you to watch this video is we are going to show you all about enabling the multi-user capabilities. We're also going to talk about basic concepts like user and group management. And we're going to tell you how you can harness the power of advanced permissions that we're going to ship this coming summer. So first, let's talk about the progression that you can take as an administrator or as an owner of your multi-user account in DevCenter. First, if you don't need to share access with anybody, you can basically stick to the single user access that you have today. You have a single Microsoft account, an MSA, and you can basically do anything you want with that account. But what if you want to share access with other users? You can start adding more, and you can basically keep it simple by using the standard roles we have today, which are, you know, a developer, a finance person, or a marketing person. And those are preset roles that you can easily leverage without thinking too much about them. And in a click, you can get your people added to the team, and they're off they go. But what if you want to be more granular and want to have very explicit access given to them so that you can control which products that you're working on they can see or collaborate on? That's why the advanced permissions we're going to ship in the summer will be more advantageous to you so that you can manage more granular access and you can collaborate with larger teams. It's going to be extremely easy to use, so I'm going to give you a couple of demos and a sneak preview of what's coming this summer. So the first thing you need to know is when you're setting up your account for multi-user is what's the name of your organization in the context of a directory. So we use Active Directory in Azure as a technology that backs the access control for everything in DevCenter. So one of the things you need to add to your account if you don't already have one is an Azure Active Directory. And we'll show you that through the demo. The other thing you need to know is that when you create one of these directories, you at least need one user who is a global administrator who can then add more users and control groups and reset passwords and things like that. Once you complete this step, then your account will be backed up by this Azure Active Directory, and you can proceed to manage your users and add them and give them a role and permissions. So we'll go in into more detail through the demo. First, let's go back to DevCenter, and we're going to sign in with an account that does not have multi-user capabilities enabled yet. The first step is to sign in. And as you land in DevCenter, you go to your dashboard, and from there, you're going to go into the account settings. As you can see in this account, I have no apps here, so it's pretty brand new. But you go into account settings, and within account settings, you'll find the manage users option. Once in there, the system will know that you don't have this capability enabled yet, so it'll offer you two options. The first option we covered in our prior video, where you can bring in an Azure Active Directory that you already have, maybe because you already have an Office 365 subscription or because you are already using Azure Active Directory services in some other fashion. If that's the case and your organization already has one, you could totally go through this step and click on this blue button and you will be able to bring that in. All you need to do is sign in and as a global admin and you'll be done with that. Today we're going to show a new functionality that we didn't launch back in December that will allow you to click on this Create New Azure directory, and it will allow you to create it from here within the Azure, within the Dev Center experience without having to go to the Azure Management Portal. The first thing, as I called out, you need to know what name you want to give your directory, and it's not necessarily something that needs to be pretty, but it needs to at least make sense for you and your team to use, because the prefix you choose here is going to be used in every one of the identities that you give your team. So it's important that you at least pick something that you like. In this case, I'm going to use VictorTest2, and the system will tell me if it's available or not. The other thing you need to put in this box is your email, so that in the case that you lose your password for the global administrator, we have a way to reach out to you and let you reset your password. So I'm going to put my name there. This is going to be, what I'm doing here is I'm creating the user that will be this global admin that will be in charge of adding everybody else. I'm going to put Victor at victortest2.onmicrosoft.com. And then the last thing you need to do is create a password for that user who will be the global administrator of your new directory. Make sure you use a password that you will remember later and that is complex enough so that nobody can guess it. Then you click on Create, and what the system is doing now is actually creating your directory for you so that all your users can be hosted in there and you can give them credentials and manage your groups there. We get a confirmation page that says, hey, your directory has been created and has been linked to your account. You can now start managing your users, and you get a couple of data points here that will allow you to remember later. You can keep note of these, but if you remember your username and password, you can always go back and get that. So that's how you, that's the end of the demo to create a directory for your Dev Center account. Now let's move on to the next set of demos. Assuming that you already have an account that has been set up for multi-user, you can do many things even with the standard roles that we have today. You can add users, you can assign them a role that is part of the standard roles that we support today. You can set up groups, and you can also add or remove people from this group. So let's go and create a couple of examples there. And for that, I'm going to sign out of my Dev Center, and I'm going to go back into another account where I already have created a few users. It'll just be quicker. So we sign in as an administrator for that account. Now, as I log in, you'll see that this is a slightly different page, but because I only already have some apps there, I go to the account settings page, and we'll go to the manage users page. You will see that I have already created some users here, but let's go through the demo and create another user from the beginning. As you can see, when you click on Add Users, you can add a user from the directory that you already have. So anybody who is not checked in this box means it's an available user that already existed in my directory, or you can create a new user from scratch. Let's go ahead and create a new user from scratch. Let's go and create another user for myself. And let's just, as an example, we'll see if this name is available. And please note that when you create a new user from scratch, the experience allows you to select one of our standard roles by default. You could forego this step here and then add the user to a group, or you can set them to be part of a group already. Let's start with making Victor a developer. And if you want them to also be part of a group, you can select that from here. Let's not do the group thing yet until we do the group demo. And there, you can see that the user is already created. There's a confirmation with the user's identity and a temporary password that you need to give the user you just created so that they can log in for the first time. Upon the first sign in, they will be asked to change that password so that they can set it to whatever they need. And there's also a confirmation that this has a developer role. Now, let's go back to the Manage Users page. You get a nice confirmation that says, hey, please take note of the password before you move away from this experience. So now let's try to find Victor in the list of users. Yeah, there it is. One thing that I'd like to show about this list of users is that there's ability to see everybody who is in your directory, even if they are a user or a group or an Azure AD application. So if I filter by user, I only see the users. Groups will only show me groups. And if I happen to use the Azure AD applications to access the DevCenter APIs or the DevCenter analytics, I can see that here. So let's go into the demo where we are going to add a group. And the group has the same logic. You can add groups that already exist in your directory, or you can create a new group from scratch. We're going to create a new group that we'll be referring to later in the demos. Let's create a group for developers of my first game. Now, this group has a name that's indicative of a purpose that I'm going to have for this group later on. I'm going to make this group a developer role, and I'm going to add, let's add Victor that we just added in the previous step. Once I save my changes, the group will have been created, and I can start managing access through the group membership. So let's go back to the Manage Users page and give a quick look at our list of groups. As you can see, this view will show you the group name and also the ability to remove the group if you want to remove them from DevCenter. And it also shows you what role is given to each of these groups. This will be important as you come back and manage access for multiple groups. If you remember, or if you don't remember, what access you gave each specific group, it'll be handy to come in and look at this. Now, this is a basic access that we already have today in production. Think of these principles for user creation and group management as applicable with the next set of permissions that we're going to ship this coming summer. Moving off from the demo, we'll see why do we recommend the use of groups so much? As you grow into a larger developer organization, you will start needing to manage access for more than a handful of people. And relying on groups is essential so that you don't have to spend as much time granting access to each of these users separately. The idea is that once you understand what each of these groups is going to be devoted to, you can basically set up access to them once and add the users to that later. That'll allow you to save time. And the goodness about the permissions model in DevCenter is that it's additive. So if a user belongs to more than one group, the user will inherit all the permissions that they have from every group that they belong to. So that'll be interesting because a single user can belong to many groups and they will basically be able to do as many things as the admins of different groups might have given him. Now, what's coming this summer is important because, as I mentioned, today's model only allows you to do certain things in a very standard way where the roles we've already established. But what if you want to establish more granular permissions and also segregate access on a product-by-product basis? That's what we're going to ship this summer. We're going to go through the sneak preview. These screens are not live yet. So what you're going to see is a set of screens that may not be final. We might do some tweaks, and they will look similar to something like what you see here. In this case, we have the managed users list, and you see Eldwyn at the top of this list. And we're going to see that she is a manager in the standard set of roles, but you have this option to switch to the advanced roles or the advanced permissions. So if you click on that option that says switch to the advanced permissions, you will see a richer set of actions that you can restrict this user to have. So in this case, because Eldwyn was a manager, everything is checked, but you can uncheck things and you can start choosing from the set of permissions that you see on the right and the products that you see on the left. You can basically mix and match whatever you want that user to do for your specific product. There's another section here that talks about the account level permissions. There are some permissions that don't make sense in the context of a product and are applicable to basically all products in your account. So you can set those up here in this section, and the lower section is meant to be used for product specific permissions. So doing a quick recap of what we covered today, you have three flavors of access control in Dev Center. One of them is going to ship this coming summer, and two of them already exist. So the first one is you have a single user, you only have your MSA, and that's all you need to access your account. And if you're a single developer, you don't need anything beyond that. If you want to start sharing access with your friends and you don't need too much granular control, you can start using the multi-user capabilities that we have today with the standard roles. And if you want to wait for the summer to start using the advanced permissions, you can basically start segregating access by product and by action in Dev Center. So with that, we come to the end of the video. We hope you've enjoyed watching, and we hope that you onboard to Dev Center soon and start making use of the multi-user capabilities. Enjoy the rest of Build 2016. Thank you for watching.